How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. Okay, you guys, let's unpack this, shall we? This new aspect coming down from the AAP discussing the grade of periodontitis. Now, this is new for us, or at least it feels new for us. However, I think many of us can agree that in the past, we looked at things like grade as incorporated into how we classified our patients. For example, we would use terminology like aggressive periodontitis because that was our best way of clarifying that for whatever reason, this patient just feels like they have far more clinical attachment loss than they should. And this is, in my opinion, what created some of the confusion around how to integrate the appropriate case types for patients. So, as we discussed in weeks prior, staging allows us the opportunity to identify specifically the severity of the disease process. How severe is it? Stage one, stage two, stage three, or stage four? Grading allows us the opportunity to take a look at what we understand with regards to various types of recognized risk factors and how those risk factors play a role in the complexity of this disease process. Again, I want to be very clear, we acknowledge that periodontal disease is a relatively polycomplex and multifactorial disease process. And so the grading system allows us the opportunity to better identify a few pieces with regards to our patients. Number one, when we grade our patients, it allows us the ability to identify how these risk factors that our patient is presenting with may manifest themselves for the patient. We can also predictably measure a response to standard therapy. And if a patient is considered an advanced grade of the disease process, we may predict that these patients that are in advanced grade may not respond as favorably to the disease treatment. Finally, grading allows us the opportunity to consider how advanced this patient's periodontal disease may be, and subsequently how that disease process may have a dramatic impact on their overall medical or systemic observation. So grading allows us the opportunity to integrate all pieces for our patient, not just how quickly that radiologic bone loss has moved, but even more so, what do our patient's unique risk factors mean when it comes to the progression and response, as well as systemic acquisition of this disease process. Stay tuned next week. We're going to start looking at some of the parameters that the AAP has specifically identified with regards to grade A, grade B, and grade C of periodontitis. This has been another episode of Fast Facts, Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.